The treatment of women and children on Nauru continues to cause serious concern, with Federal Parliament now set to investigate the sexual abuse of asylum seekers there. The Greens have secured the numbers for a Senate Select Committee into the management and operation of Australia's regional processing centre on Nauru. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is behind this new inquiry. Senator Hanson-Young, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks for having me, Claire.
We've just had the Moss Review into these allegations of abuse, physical and sexual. Why do we need a Senate inquiry now?
One of the things that the Moss Review did was uncover a culture of abuse, of sexual harassment, and perhaps most concerningly of all, intimidation for people in coming forward, raising concerns, raising accusations, and then putting their hand up and saying, I want something done about this. It raised more questions than it answered. And Philip Moss did a great job within a very tight terms of reference. A parliamentary inquiry would give parliamentary privilege, particularly to the staff who work at that centre, to allow them to tell their side of the story as well.
So you think people will be more open?
Absolutely.
Have you seen that the report was heavily redacted? Have you seen an unredacted version?
I haven't seen an unredacted report, copy of the report, and that's, of course, one of the reasons. It is clear that the culture of secrecy, the cover-up attitude of the government has rippled right down through to the detention centre. We've got a report now that is heavily redacted, but we have asylum seekers saying, I am too scared. I've been raped or I've been assaulted or abused or my child has, and I'm too scared to come forward because of what might happen. And then on the other hand, you have staff who work in the centre too afraid of speaking out because of the very strict gag clauses they're under.
Though many did speak to Philip Moss.
A number of them did. Those who were, implicated by the government's witch hunt over the Save the Children staff. But there are many others who, even just in the last few days, as I've been talking about the possibility of a parliamentary inquiry, calling my office and saying, I can't tell you what's really been going on. I can't tell you how traumatising it has been working there or for the people detained because of the gag clauses, but I would like to tell my story. And we saw out of the Manus inquiry last year, that was one of the most powerful ways of opening the doors and getting rid of the secrecy.
I think I'm right in saying in the Manus inquiry you didn't get to go to Manus to interview people. Do you expect that you will not get access to Nauru as well, or do you expect to take this inquiry to Nauru?
I would like to take this inquiry to Nauru.
I'm sure you would.
I think it's really important. That would obviously need to be an issue of negotiation. If the Senate believes that it's important enough, then we should be able to go.
Who decides that? Isn't it the Nauruan government?
It would be a negotiation.
With the Nauruan government?
Yes, but also, of course, with the Australian Foreign Minister and the Department of Immigration. The other issue, of course, is that we know there's a number of children and people who have suffered as a result of these accusations who have been transferred. They're still in detention in Darwin. And going and looking at the conditions that they are still being detained in there would be a good idea as well.
It's 4 minutes to eight on breakfast. Our guest is Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. She joins me in the Parliament House studios. In terms of those who are currently in Australia for treatment, whatever issue. Some of those are children.
Many
of them. As the government has made a commitment to release all children from detention on Christmas Island and on the mainland, how many of those children currently here on the mainland will be sent back to Nauru? Do you understand
almost
that some
70,
are going to go back?
Almost 70, Fran. Every single child who has suffered already in detention in Nauru is currently in the mainland, probably because of the health concerns and issues that they that were created from their detention, the anxiety, the depression, all of those issues. All of those children, the government has said, will be sent back to Nauru. 70 children sent back into the dangerous conditions in this toxic detention centre that the government's own report says is breeding a culture of abuse and harassment.
Well, the government has said it's taken on board the recommendations from the Moss Review and it will implement all those recommendations. Do you think that will make Nauru safe for women and the children in particular, those ones that are going to be sent back?
The very difficult question is, how do you do that under this culture of secrecy? Unless staff feel confident that they can raise abuse claims, unless the asylum seekers feel confident that they won't be disadvantaged, targeted or harassed for raising concerns. If they weren't, of course, one of the concerns that they had was what happens to their refugee cases if they raise that they've been targeted or abused or harassed inside the centre. Unless we can tackle those things, the culture won't change. And it's really about lifting the lid of secrecy and shining a light in those dark places.
Well, lifting the lid is one thing, but also making sure that the authorities there have the capacity to actually keep people safe. And this is one of the criticisms from the Moss Review. Mm. The government signed up to that, as I say, but former magistrate on Nauru, Peter Law, says the Nauruan police force is not adequately resourced to properly investigate and prosecute cases of assault.
Absolutely, and that's one of the...
Are you going to be looking at the Nauruan... capacity?
We have to be clear about people's ability to access justice. There's no point just being able to file internally reports of abuse and harassment to the Immigration Department, and then nobody can actually have their case looked at by the police. There needs to be a lot of work put in there. Part of this inquiry will be how will the government implement these recommendations? Because as it stands, there is no access to justice for these people.
Can I just ask you briefly on another matter? This is outside your portfolio, but presumably your party room's looked at it. The Council on Clean Energy is now proposing a compromise deal. They're quite desperate, I think, many of these renewable energy industries, between the government on the renewable energy target and the opposition. And Industry Minister Ian McFarlane says they won't negotiate any further. Do the Greens support this compromise being put forward by the Clean Energy Council?
But we're very concerned that the bar is continuing to be lowered and lowered and lowered. We don't support lowering it any further. What we want is proper investment and support and certainty for the industry. Of course, I'm from South Australia. Billions of dollars in investment in the wind industry in South Australia is going to go unless both the government, the opposition...
Compromise is the only way, though, here, isn't it?
Well, I don't see the government compromising at all. You've got to remember, this is a government who, from the start, has been trying to wreck the RET, and it's time they gave up on that and started investing.
Senator Hanson-Young, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, and today she'll move that parliamentary motion to establish a Senate Select Committee to inquire into the goings-on in Nauru.